You ready to start this episode?
Yes, ish.
All right. Warning, the following episode will contain spoilers and curse words. So strong language advised, all that good stuff. Just getting out of the way. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to another episode of We're Waiting for You. I'm your host, Star, alongside my co-host, Devo, the man himself.
Hello, I'm the man.
There you go. His deep voice is that's very weird, but yeah. And thank you for joining us for our wrap-up for Dune Prophecy. We're going to be reviewing episode 6, the season finale, along with the wrap-up. And I'm actually excited to go into this episode, Devo, because I mean, we always say a lot of stuff happens in each and every episode, but this one, a lot of shit happens in this episode. And if you don't mind, I want to start off on one main thing here. We find out, we already know about Tulia's pregnant, right? But we find out a little story about what happens when she tells Valia. And there's a line that sticks out for me. And I was like, you know what? Devo kind of called it. But we didn't see it until they kind of confirmed it now. Mother Superior, because she's a Mother Superior now, Valia says, I'm Mother Superior now. We can do whatever we want. She kind of predict that she's molding how everything she wants to happen. And we're like, yeah, we know that. She has a proper path. But no, now she's changing the rules and all that. I wanted to throw that out there because as soon as she said that, I was like, you know what? I got to give Devo credit here because that one thing he did call out, like, she is not playing by the rules here, and she's going to change even the kind of the rules of what the sisterhood is playing off of, and she don't give a shit. So that was for me, Devil. I was like, oh, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, I think a little bit of Tula's acting. She's never really. I mean, she's definitely got a plan too, but she's almost, you know, a little awkward about it. Not as confident. They have little scenes where they kind of question the plan.
Yes.
Tula and Valia.
And you brought this up before too.
Yeah. That's what kind of made me feel like things are a little not on the up and up.
Yeah. And staying on the same topic, you kind of called it out. I even put on here, I even highlighted that. I put Devil's Prediction, where Valia lays out the rise of Haviko and Natalia. Like, we know the sisterhood is going to, you know, kind of force their own narrative of how things go. But even during this part of she explaining it to her little followers and even Tulia, the reason I put Devil predicted it was because she's like, no, no, we don't have to do that. I'm Mother Superior. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And we're going to send you, Francesca, to push Havoc to this. We're going to send you to do this. And I was like, holy shit. Like, she is micromanaging every little fucking thing for the next, let's say, 20 years, 25, 30 years. Like, you called it. You know, one thing is to, what's the word I'm looking for when you're trying to manipulate people for your narrative? We all knew that was going to happen. But she wrote kind of the script on this. It's like her movie that's playing out here, and you kind of called it.
Yeah, yeah. And for better for worse, I mean, you know, we obviously kind of know that eventually it works out in the end because Paul Atreides happens. Or maybe, just maybe, they fuck it up. That Paul Atreides, the chosen one, he's going to bring balance to the spice. Whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah. Balance the spice.
Maybe. Well, maybe Desmond Hart is supposed to be that. But they fuck it up.
You know what's funny? I like the idea of an Atreides half-born child with a Harkonnen. Because he could be that balance. That would have been an amazing writing for that point. But at the same time, Paul Atreides is half Atreides, half Harkonnen on his mother's side.
Correct. And maybe not every single time it mixes does it work.
Right. You got to get
which is why it
the best two combination, right?
Which is why it took 10,000 years to get the next combination to work.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what happened. Maybe Desmond Hart is it. Maybe he's the one that was going to, you know, free Arrakis and bring, you know, balance to the Force kind of thing.
Balance to the spice.
Yeah, balance to the spice. And they fuck it up.
Well, yeah. Well, let's look at it like this, right? Let's say you're right. This he was supposed to be one of the chosen ones. He wasn't raised with his father. He wasn't raised with his biological mother because fucking Harkonnen ruined everything by killing the guy and the Atreides. Imagine if they would have linked up, you know, Tulia and I forgot his name already, the first Atreides that she hooked up with to have the child. Imagine if he would have raised in a loving home where they both taught him, you know, this is how you fight. This is how you learn. This is, you know, you're the first Paul. Imagine if Desmond would have grown up and you would have been like, holy shit, like this was the first prophecy. And then you could have had Paul's 10,000 years be the second prophecy, I guess. But yeah, you're right. They kind of fucked that up. Imagine if this guy would have been raised in a loving family that trained him and loved him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
One of those what ifs moments, right? It would have been nice to see one of those what ifs.
Yeah. So another big information we get, and this is something that it is 10,000 years later, so words get used, but is that it's a virus that is AI. It's a robot virus.
Yes, because we get the whole flashback of what happened to Desmond. That, bro, that fucked with me when I was like, oh my God, it wasn't the fucking worm, bro. It was this fucking people. We don't know who they are, but
yeah,
that's what we find out.
Yeah, we don't know what they are, yeah. But it's an AI virus. And it's driven by fear.
Which explains a lot, by the way.
Well, the quote in the future to Paul is fear is the mind virus.
Right. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But like if you think about like 10,000 years of, because obviously the sisterhood is not really writing this shit down. I mean, they are writing it down, you know what I mean? But a lot of it is word to word to word. It's people telling stories. So over 10,000 years, the story gets altered a little bit each time by who's telling the story.
Yes.
And so in this situation, it really is fucking fear triggers the virus and you burn alive. And in Dune, when he meets with Mother Superior and put your hand in the box.
Yep.
And it says, you know, fear is the mind virus. And when he puts his hand in the box, he has images of his hand burning.
Yep.
So I believe that, I guess that box is like a self-contained version of the virus.
Could
like
be.
Very cute. That's what that box is. So if you have fear, and she has the ability to prick him in the neck and kill him.
Yes.
But maybe he burns alive too. Maybe the virus just takes over his whole body. I don't know.
That's a great connection you just did there, because yeah, you're right, because we see that, because it also happens to one of the Harkonnens in the movies. What was his name?
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Now you're bothering me. I gotta remember. But
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Na Baron is what his title is.
Right, the Na Baron. But yeah. Fade Ratha.
That's
his hand in a box, but he's a psychopath. He goes through it as well. But that's a good connection, because maybe they find a way, and we find that out at some point, because we find out in this episode there's gonna be a season two. But
yep,
they'll find out the way to contain it and use it for future training. So that's a good connection. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and as Mother Superior says, she says, "We're, you know, if the enemy is going to fight in the dark, we need to fight in the dark."
Mm-hmm.
And which so they're gonna use their own weapons against them.
Yeah,
they don't even know who they're fighting against, but yeah,
right. Yeah, and by the way, one thing I was going to call out in the last episode, which I didn't, but one thing I noticed throughout the episode, if you would have noticed the girls' dresses, when they first start, they're all wearing white, but at the sisterhood. And as they continue, then they get the blue or the navy blue, and then it goes darker, darker, darker until it's black. I kind of like that attention to detail because I guess that shows you like your purity, and then to the level of the sisterhood, like black belts, like in karate. But it shows you like they do work in the dark. It's they don't want to be seen, right? They just, you know, just hear us when we got to give you, I guess, feedback. That's just one observation I made about it. But going back to what you were saying about the damn box, that's a good connection just because I wonder if they do find a way to contain it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope. I hope that that's something that they're really thinking about. You hope they are. I don't think that's something that that's not an accident.
Yes.
Fear is the mind virus, and then there's an actual fucking virus. That seems a little too on point.
Yeah. And it's an AI virus because it's being controlled. We find out how Desmond can control it because he has that stupid implants in his eyes that they pull out.
Yep.
So we find out that's how he's able to control it. That's how he pushes it out. And because this whole time we were wondering, like, how is he doing this, right? But we find out.
I had said it didn't look like he was doing it on, like, he didn't have, it didn't look like he was controlling it himself. Like, they were taking over his body, which makes sense now that, you know. Because he's like killing people by burning them alive, but when he does it, he's very uncomfortable too. Like,
right.
He's bleeding. He's pushing his finger into his temple. He's not really enjoying it either.
Right. And by the way, if you notice, he's pushing in where the eye
yep.
that they pulled out. So I'm guessing it's causing him discomfort. So he's just like a nerve, right? You're going to push the little nerve a little bit just to give it pressure and just relax it. But now I get why he was pushing it. It's because it was giving him that discomfort because all that fucking whatever technology they put in it. But yeah, he's not enjoying
it. No, 100%. No, he's not having a good day. It doesn't seem like he's had a very good month.
No.
however long this is going on.
Right. Because it could be two days for them or like 5 days, and then for us it's like, oh no, it's been 2 years, guys. It's like, oh, okay, well, we don't know that. But
and maybe that's why he got picked, because remember they said his whole squad was killed.
Yeah.
And then he just stood there and let the worm eat him. Because he had been on 14 tours of Arrakis and survived every time. So maybe he had gotten to the point where he didn't fear shit. And so the worm swallowed him and was like, this guy's fearless. He's going to be our champion.
I'm like, even wondering if the people who picked him to put the virus, they figured this guy's been on, you know, this guy's always been here, so the capital must know him. This is the guy that can walk through the door of the kingdom, and people will respect him, you know? That's what I thought of at that point. I was like, they purposely chose this guy, you know, because everybody else is dying around him.
Yeah, definitely that too. But like, you know, it has to do with fear, and the only way to contain the virus is to have no fear. And it very much looks like he has no fear. So
Yeah.
He plays it cool.
We get another thing here is we get a segment where man, it's both stupid and non-stupid. The Empress, Princess Yanez goes to see to release Atreides, right, Kieran? And now she wants to go to the mother. Like, the mother told her, like, four episodes back or three episodes back, come to me for help. And now she goes, oh, I am coming to you for help. No, bitch, I just caught you trying to release this guy who has a plan to kill us. He was part of the rebellion. And now you're coming to me, right, in the middle of this? Like, it shows you how stupid the princess is. Once again, I'm on this fucking roller coaster of hating this girl now, because you're a dumbass princess. And I love what the mother did. The mother arrested her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to say everybody's stupid in this. Like, it is just, like, stupid thing after stupid thing after stupid thing after stupid thing. It's just, like, you're going to, like, the mother's, like, the emperor, you know what? I have this thing over you. You're just going to be my puppet.
Yeah.
What world did she think that was going to work out?
Oh, you're talking about when she used it against the emperor?
Yeah, and then then that she's shacking up with Hart. You have Mother Superior. You have Valya. Like, I understand her goal was to get arrested so she could get to the prison, But it's just like, she didn't have to go that hard on the Emperor. She should have just said, like, she could have literally just said, like, I'm part of the plot to kill you.
She gave him too much information. She didn't even have to say, I'm part of the plot to kill you. She could have said, hey, she could have made up some older shit. Like, why would you tell him all this if, unless your plan was to put him in despair? And by the way, the Emperor, at this point, I really hated what he did. Like, you dumbass, you went to Desmond before you know, the whole thing with the Empress. You went to Desmond and say, I'm going to talk to Mother Superior. I'm going to bring it back. Because his whole plan was to bring Francesca back, right? To his kingdom.
Yeah.
But it's like, why would you push away the guy who just gave you all these goosebumps? The guy who unplotted the rebellion that was going to kill your entire family. The guy who has fucking phenomenal powers that no one comprehends, and you're going to sideline him? Are you fucking stupid? Like, at this point, I was like, no wonder you're a fucking puppet, because you can't think straight. And I understand he has an imprint, but I don't understand how he will allow that. He should have told... I would have been happy if you would have told Desmond, hey, listen, I'm not sidelining you. You're still my number one guy right now. However, we need to keep our eye on the sisterhood. I would have been like, that's the plan. You know? Like, I want Francesca back. I don't care about the sisterhood. Destroy them. Well, I don't give a shit. But he can't say that. But, bro, how stupid can you be? That was your plan. And now you're going to run away to your queen and be like, oh, Empress, you know, I'm going to send you away. Bro, what do you think? The guy backstabbed you because you backstabbed him. No wonder he went to fucking the Empress. At first I was like, oh, Desmond went against his own word. But I was like, no, wait a minute. This guy went against Desmond.
Yeah, I don't. I just so bad.
He's a terrible Emperor. I understand he wants to be kind. He wants to be like, you're trying to live up to your father's expectation. Your father lived through a war. You didn't. But at the same time, be a fucking common sense Emperor. Be a guy with some fucking, I don't know, some nuts between your legs. Like, he's been manipulated. I get that. But, bro, you went to the guy who uncovered all this for you. Got you feel great about your reign of power, and you're a fucking dumbass that's going to throw him away to the wolves now? You're a fucking moron, bro.
Yeah, and like I said, just along the lines of there's no cameras, there's no security cameras, the whole thing is supposed to be manpower now, like no machines. Yeah. Where the fuck are the men? I know. You're already spending a lot on CGI. I know. But it's like, the Emperor's in trouble. He doesn't have a King's Guard? He doesn't have anyone around him?
You know what's funny?
Can't, like, press...
We only saw the black guy, the black-suited guys that was with Desmond in Episode 5. We never saw him before until now. But you're right. We don't have a King's Guard because all we see is the same soldiers and the same get-ups throughout the entire series. Where are those other guards that we're supposed to see? But no, this guy is just telling two guards to take Mother Superior to prison.
Yeah, this is the Emperor is basically a wife and kids more populated his manor than fucking Bruce Wayne. There's no one inside there, just him and Alfred. Every once in a while, the same guy shows up over again. Sir, this person's here. That's all you ever see. That's all you ever see.
It is. I lost. Like, let me tell you, man. As an Emperor, I was like, oh, Havoc is he's fumbling the ball here. He might have an imprint, but Francesca hasn't been around for years. What stopped him from, like, trying to raise some type of fucking, like, King's Guard and protection? And, hey, guys, I want to put a committee together to help me make sure we get ships. And, oh, my God, you put all your hopes on Princess Yanez, and that shit fell apart. This guy was terrible. He has a sad ending to this show, Thibault. He really does. Like, he finds out, like you said, the Mother Superior reigns into him and just fucking destroys him. And you saw it in his eyes. Like, let me tell you, this guy, Mark Strong, is a phenomenal actor, bro. Because you saw it, like, he really felt it in his heart and his soul. What? Mother Superior, why are you telling me this? Like, I feel bad for the guy. I really feel bad. But even when he told the guards, arrest her, they questioned. They were like, well, that's Mother Superior, bro. What do you want us to arrest her? Who are you? Oh, the Emperor? I don't know, bro. You have to say it twice. Arrest her. Like,
yeah.
Bro, his world was collapsing around him. I felt bad for him. But at the same time, I was like, you're a dumbass. If you thought just because you're called Emperor, you're going to hold control that way, bro. You're an idiot. You're a moron.
Yeah. So my next notes that are going to happen here are going to go up and down rapidly. And this is one of the great, and this shows six episodes.
Yeah.
In it's an hour and a half episode. It's a long episode.
Yes.
My next notes are going to go from this is the greatest scene I've ever seen, and this is the worst scene I've ever seen.
Go ahead. Go.
It's
I'm
going to start
interested.
out the scene, the mass suicide scene, where Valya and the her disciples say, "Follow, choose.
Yes.
You can follow me or kill yourself, and you have to choose." And they use the voice.
You're talking about when they went back and when they showed us back in time where her follower,
Yeah,
Dorothea's followers were
that
cleansed.
was so fucking awesome.
I put it in my notes, Evil. The purging begins.
Yeah, and then what was
Choose.
amazing was the one that decided not to commit suicide, that chose to follow.
Who was that, Evil? Tell us.
I forgot her name. I don't know.
Sister
The
Avila.
Avila, yeah, that was
Whole.
awesome.
I love how they connect that. You see, when you connect, okay, we've seen Sister Avila for the last four episodes. Oh, that's where she came from? From Dorothea's followers? That's awesome. I love when you make a connections.
Yep. And then we go right back to the other side. We get the shapeshifter's plan, the face dancer. We
Oh
get
my
this
God.
awesome character, and they meet at the prison, and she's impersonating Inez.
Yes,
And you're
why?
like, oh, this is going to be great. She's going to go and infiltrate the royal family as a fake Inez. This is great. They leave the prison, and 2 seconds later, she switches to a body laying on the ground
Yes, what
to
was this
stab
about?
Desmond Hart. Why?
Devo, first of all, why would you impersonate Yanez, right? If your plan is to kill Carino because his reign is going to come to an end, kill him and put this lady on power and say, "Hey, I'm giving my power to my daughter." That would have ended that. No, you're going to have her locked up in prison. Okay, maybe to stop them from following her. Why? She just shapeshifted, like you said, to a fucking guard to try to stab, what's his name,
Didn't do
Desmond,
anything.
and didn't do anything. He just fucking slapped her down unconscious. And I was like, wait a minute, what was the point of all this? If your point was to get arrested to be put up back up there so nobody follows you guys, but 20 guards as they're leaving are going to see this bitch leave the planet because they all saw her leave. What is the point of putting her in prison, first of all? Then what was the
Doesn't
point
make
of
any
switch?
sense.
It didn't. That whole scene, I am in agreement because I have it in my notes here. I put jailbreak. What is the point of this? I put what is the point of this sister shapeshifting into two different people for no reason? This
Yeah,
jailbreak
no
makes no
reason.
sense.
That was the dumbest fucking scene. You have something so cool, and we're gonna get something really cool out of this, and we get dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Dumb. I thought at one point she was going to shapeshift to kill Carino to become either Princess Yanez or become Desmond in front of everyone, kill the king to frame them, right? That's what I thought
Yeah.
she was going to try to do. No, we get this stupid jailbreak thing. I was like, what is the point of this?
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, maybe with the way things went down, where the you don't know that the emperor killed himself, maybe the queen is going to tell the story that Francesca killed the king, killed the
Or
emperor,
in front of
and
the
then
em
she ki
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but go ahead.
yeah, like they killed each other, or the queen killed Francesca after she killed the emperor, and they're going to turn the empire on to against the sisterhood. Maybe that's the way they're going to go, which is actually going to be kind of funny, because what's going to happen next is that the sisterhood's no longer in control of Valya and Tula anymore. So they're going to go to war with each other, and they're not even going to be fucking related. You know? Like,
But the
it's
shape-shifting
just.
thing, it just made no sense. I mean, they could have
No.
just pretended to kill in front of Carino, the Empress, because they just won them both out of the way at this point, you know. They really said, you know, the Emperor, but if they would have killed the Empress in front of Carino, Carino would have said, "Hey, Desmond, you just killed my queen." You know, that could have been a great, like, "I just framed you. Let's get him out of the way now." But I don't get it. I just don't get that. And by the way, you just brought up the sisters losing power in this episode.
Well, so that was the next thing I was going to say was the next cool scene was the next cool scene was that was Dorothea going fucking ham with the Sisterhood.
Yes.
Finding her followers' bodies.
Bodies, yeah, and the will.
Destroying the AI. And correct. Seizing control of the Sisterhood.
Yes.
That actress, since you already said it once, the show's being renewed for another season. And essentially, she's going to be the new Mother Superior. She's going to be in charge. It's going to be Dorothea inhabiting the body of Lila.
Yes.
That's fucking amazing.
And by the
way, who knows? Maybe she's.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Maybe every single time she fucking takes a nap, maybe she's going to switch to a different fucking ancestor. Who knows?
By the way, that's what I was going to say. And it's funny because Lila's body is being passed around by the afterlife like a hooker, bro. Like, Lila's no longer there. We haven't seen Lila since she died, right? But we've seen Mother Raquella. Then we see Dorothea. And it's like, what the fuck? Your body's being passed around in the afterlife here, bro. And I'm with you. I think she's going to gain control because we saw in this episode, Avila now has switched sides again. This bitch can't stay on a side. You would think after, hey, I just been with, what's her name? Valia for 20 years. She should be the one in control. I trust her now. But we find out Tula lost all nerves in this episode. And doesn't even put someone in charge. You would have think, hey, Avalia, I'm leaving the planet because Mother Superior is calling me. So we gain control to put Yanez on. Tell her something to make her feel better. Because the last three episodes, she's been questioning you. You have to leave the planet? Fine. You got to put someone in charge. Tula, you are an unhinged. It is not like, oh, I got to leave because I got to save my son. Listen, take 3 minutes, explain to Avalia, explain to whoever you want to put in charge, but say, hey, I got to leave the planet. We're putting emperors on the throne. We're doing something. Just make them feel good. Lie to them. And you're in charge. Run it how you see fit. Bro, yeah. I lost everything. This is, once again, Deeble, stupid. I want to say this is bad writing because I guess she was playing off her emotions, even though the Sisterhood should control their emotions, but obviously this is her son. But it's like stupidness by this character to just, hey, I'm leaving the planet and not tell anybody and just run off and not put someone in charge. You just gave away your kingdom. Oh, man, I was so upset about that. I'm with you. It's so stupid.
Yeah, and just whatever it is. But then we get a really cool scene, which is the Atreides and Enez fight scenes.
I like that,
where they're just going through the fucking soldiers.
And that was well written and choreographed.
Yeah. Yeah, really good fight scene, really fun. They are going to be really fun to watch in the future.
Yes.
Because they're obviously going to Arrakis and they're going to learn some more shit at Arrakis. That's going to be fucking awesome.
I love the fact that he is a master swordsman, right? He's training her.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you looked at the movements, it looked like he was playing off of her movements. I don't know if that was intentional, but as they were fighting, I was like, oh man, this is a true master swordsman. Like the way he's fighting and she's fighting, they were perfectly synced. That was very well written. The way they were trying to get off the planet was just kind of nonsense, but whatever. But yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, no. And then then we get right back down fucking hill again into the fucking depths of despair.
Okay.
I could not give a shit about Valia's brother.
Oh, I don't my give God. A shit. The flashback when she took the virus from Desmond.
Well, not it's just the fucking the fucking the ice scene.
Yes, I thought we moved on from that. Apparently not. But that was it was like, oh my God.
Like, I don't know. I don't know why that was there. That they didn't spend enough time on the brother. Like, it would have been cool if, like, for every episode they would have flashbacks of them as children. But they only had flashbacks of Tula and Valia. Flashback of Griffin. They never had flashbacks of Griffin.
Why put so much emphasis on that guy? Like, we get it. The first two episodes, we get it. And then, like, episode five, the sister turned into him to give Valia some closure or some shit. But, bro, I was so over that part as well. I was sitting back watching it, and I was like, wow, this is taking a long time, this whole snow scene.
Yeah. This whole snow, it was cool looking.
Yeah, that's it.
But it was just, and so... Now we get to basically the preparation for how we viewed the whole show and what's coming in the future.
Oh, hold on. Before you get there, There's one thing I want to call out here, because we're talking about the brother and sister, right? I do want to bring up how we find out in this episode, Tulia did not have enough trust in Valya to keep the baby around. She kind of failed that.
Oh, yeah.
What did she do with Desmond? She gave him to a family that just lost a child to raise him right, because she knew she would not be Valya's weapon. And that told me, you don't even trust your sister enough. That's because, you know, Valya did say, you know, he's going to be raised right. He's going to be a powerful weapon. And I kind of like that, Devo, because it shows how she didn't trust her enough. And she gave away the child. She doesn't want her child to be part of her schemes. And I found that very powerful, but also extremely well written, like the way they did the baby swap there. And being Mother Superior, Valya didn't pick up on that until she came clean and says, "That's my son." And she's like, "Your son? What? Your son died?" And she's like, "No." I love that scene, Devo. That was really after her whole fight scene and taking it, the virus. She was challenging it because she wanted to see what it was. But that whole connection and how even Desmond Hart didn't even know that was his mother.
Yeah,
it was great fight scene and all, but even emotionally, that was awesome. Like how he kind of pushed her away and then she gets arrested. I wish that same care was put out throughout the entire show, because there was a lot of stupid parts and we ragged on it enough. But bro, that was very well written. And I like that. That was awesome. That was really awesome.
Yeah. So, as I say, what I meant to say was, like, this is going to fold into season two. That this ends with Atreides and Inez, essentially the heir to the Carino throne,
right,
are going to be on Arrakis with Valya. Tula is going to be in a prison cell under Desmond Hart and the Queen.
Yes.
She's going to be in a prison cell, and the Sisterhood is now under the command of Dorothea the Ghost.
Correct. In Lila's body.
In Lila's body.
So
and I'm trying to think. I can't think. And the weird thing is dipshit son Casanova there is going to be in charge of the fleet.
Yes.
Admiral Casanova.
Because he's going to be one in charge. Right thing. Oh my
so
God.
He's Admiral Casanova is going to be the one that's in charge of bringing peace to Arrakis, where Valya
and his sister.
So sister's going to be there, Atreides is going to be there, and Valya is going to be there, and dipshit's the one that has to bring it all under command.
By the way, all he did was rat on a spy, and that motherfucker got Admiral of a fleet.
Yeah.
What kind of common sense logic from Havikal was that? Like, you know what, Francesca, you're right. Okay, she imprinted on you, but you would at least... Wait, he... I don't get it. You've been saying the whole time he has no follow. Just make him part of your King's Guard. Hey, I want you to go to planet whatever and be my liaison there. Okay, that's more responsibility. Why make him fleet commander of... Bro, I don't get it. I didn't get that, Devo. He's going to fuck everything up. I know it. He's going to fuck everything up.
Yeah, and to be fair, he's not there when his dad dies. So he's going to find out on his way to Arrakis that his dad's dead.
And by the way, that was another good scene between Havikal and Francesca.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then a little bit fucking...
A little bit of like a Romeo and Juliet thing. Like, he kills himself, and then he watches her die, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Right, because the Empress stabs her in the neck with that. The poison that was meant for him, which, once again, I feel bad for Havikal, but I was like, you know what? Why stab yourself? There was 10... things I thought off the top of my head you could have done to regain control of your kingdom, but you didn't want to because you wanted the easy way out. I'm questioning everything now. You're fucking... I'm sorry. At this point, I understand you've been manipulated from a young age, but take control at this point. Why stab yourself? You have a son, a daughter, your kingdom. You're a fucking moron. But
absolute fucking moron.
Absolute. And by the way, staying on the topic of them two, at the beginning of this episode, I started laughing because I was like, this is so stupid. You remember the part when they were in bed, Francesca and the Emperor?
Yeah.
There was one line that I laughed my ass off where he goes, what are you so worried about? The Empress knows about us. She already knows. And I was like, yeah, no shit, you dumbass. You have a child with her. What do you think you thought that kid came out of? It was like the most stupidest line.
I think she thinks there's he said something like, actually, I think if we tell her what's going on, I think she might actually like it. Like, it we're honest, so we're not hiding it.
It was so stupid. I was like, Havoc, what are you on, bro? Stop fucking. I think there's too much spice in your fucking room because you're. Oh, the Empress knows about us. No shit, motherfucker. Like, it was so stupid. I'm just going off of my.
How did these motherfuckers defeat AI? These fuckers are stupid as shit. There's no way. These people, motherfuckers, have been wiped out by fucking Terminator.
Bro, it's the most stupidest shit of those little one-liners. Like, I laughed. I found that funny and stupid at the same time. But I was like, you fucking moron. And you talked about the ending here, right? I gotta say, you're right. I love how where people are going to end up when seasons two starts. Like, you laid it out perfectly where each character is going to be at. I just don't like the fact of how they ended this season. When we got the Penguin, when we got, even Game of Thrones, when you wrap up a season knowing there's going to be a second season, all we got was a one-liner, and I hated it. They get off the ship, and Mother Spirit goes, this is the path to to where our enemy begins is here, and they just walk off. I'm like, wait a minute, there's no wrap up. This is we get that one line, and you just walk off the fucking ship on Arrakis. Like, there was nothing to show me, and I'm being petty about this in a way, but there's nothing to show me there's a concern here for the next steps. There's nothing to show me a nice little wrap up to your six episodes within a season. Take an extra 2 minutes and show me, like. I would have been happy, Debo, if as they got off, they met up. Remember the spy? She's back on Arrakis, right? Because she was leaving. They would have met up with their contacts there and says, we've been preparing for you for the last whatever years, Mother Superior. We've been preparing. Let me show you. At least show me, like, there's a sense of urgency for season two. Like, all I got was like, oh, that's the end of the episode? Well, that sucked. That's exactly what I said. Oh, that sucked. Give me something like, we've been building an army for you, and maybe show an army. Maybe it's not an army. She goes, we've been building something, or like, oh no, or at least give me a one-liner that would have connected. Remember in Dune 2 about the warheads? Yeah, the only thing we have here is the Atreides. They've just been doing something on. We've been leaving them to their own on that side. Like, I would have been like, oh shit, that's the warheads. Like, give me something that connects me to the next season. No, you gave me shit, and I felt. Like, I hated that, Deeble, because I loved the show, and I hated it.
Yeah, I think this was one of those, they could have been easier if they just would have came out and told everyone that there's definitely going to be a season two. There was no reason to, because the way it was written, there's no way in hell they were going to let that end like that.
Yeah.
So there was no way that this was going to end like that, so they had to have a season two with the way it ended, and they teased it, like, they waited until the finale premiere to be like, and guess what, guys, we have renewed it for another season. I'm like, no shit.
Yeah, no fucking
what choice
shit.
Did you have?
Nothing was been resolved in this season. Listen, no. Once we get to the very end and we know nothing's been resolved, because you didn't close any loopholes here, you didn't tell us how the Sisterhood regains control, what happens to Dorothy, nothing. So obviously we know there's going to be a second season, but give us something to wrap up the season. You're like, okay, you wrapped up each character, but give us something to say, hey, this is how we springboard to the next season. No, we didn't get anything. Oh, this is our path to where our enemies begin. Well, no shit, it's Arrakis. Everyone's talking about Arrakis. I would have been happy, like I said, if she would have met up with somebody. Hey, I've been preparing for you. Hey, here's everything for you. Here's our next lead. Like, something to springboard it for us. To be honest, Devo, when I saw this, I was like, I'm very upset. I did not like this ending. This is stupid. Every other show we got from HBO and we've been praising, like I said, The Penguin and everything else, they gave us great conclusions for each next episode. This is like, hey, let's just close it off, guys. Doesn't matter. We're going to get a season two. Just close it off, whatever. Yeah, just cut it right
now. And it's here's the thing. Maybe they did have it. Maybe they had two, and I've talked to those before. It's like you find they maybe found out like in episode 4 that they were actually going to get renewed. It wasn't announced. And so they filmed two different endings, where one where like everybody dies, and you know what I mean, or whatever, you had a conclusion, and then they got word that they were going to get renewed. So like, all right, let's go with the stretch out ending.
So I will have to disagree, because if they know they got six episodes, and they'd probably say, hey, just wrap up six with, somehow to connect it. Like, what are you going to connect the show to? Unless this is just the throwaway season. This episode, there was no way for them to close everything off, like the way they led into it, unless they were told by episode five, hey guys, for episode five, you're gonna have to allow where in episode six it continues. Like I can't see how in episode four they were told. I think they knew this from beginning, that they would, hey, you're gonna get
Yeah.
two seasons out of it, but you make sure episode six it leads off to season two, because
I
it's
could
only
see a
six
spot.
episodes.
I could see a spot to clinch this off is if you had all three of them die in that hangar, where you have Atreides and Inez get away. They get away on a ship.
Yeah.
You have the Sisterhood now in control
By Dorothea.
by Dorothea. And then in that scene with the virus scene between Desmond
Valia.
Hart, Lila, sorry,
Valia.
Atula and Valia, all three of them die there.
Could be.
To
Yeah.
where you could have it, you could clean it up really easy right there, and he dies. Desmond Hart succumbs to his wounds from getting stabbed. Valia dies getting burned alive, and then Tula tries to console her son, and he kills her.
Yeah, for revenge, yeah.
He for revenge, like stabs her or something like that. You could do something like that, and that would have buttoned it up pretty well. Because if those three
No, I don't think
die,
so.
I
Because
if those three
you
die, I could live with the fact of the Atreides and Inez living happily ever after. Because you don't show them go to a, you don't show them go to Arrakis. You just show them get away.
But here's
They
the
could go
thing though.
anywhere.
There's a plot hole there as well. Is what was the lines that she was asking him? Was like, do you think you're a better person suited for the Emperor? And she was like, yeah, I know I am. And she knows she wants to be in power. Like, it would have to part ended up in a way that she and him in power, or they die. I don't think they'll leave and just be happily ever after. Something happens to them. Either they're in power or they die. So I
Well,
think that's
yeah,
a
but
plot
I'm just
hole.
saying. Well, I'm just saying, like, I could live with that. I could,
Okay.
if they had just done one season, I could live with them. I could fictionalize a happily ever after for them. I could fictionalize that. The queen, just becoming queen, she has the same name.
Yeah.
I could understand that. Like, now we have a queen of the Carino family, and guess what? What for some way or whatever, Casanova inherits the throne.
Oh,
You know what I
God.
mean? Like,
Holy
that's
shit.
what I
So
mean. But
this
you know what I
kingdom is all
mean?
fucked up.
Yeah. And then, like, there's a number of ways that it could have been done, and it would have worked. It could
Right.
have. It could have. And it would have been an ending. And then this is definitely not that. This
Right.
is definitely a different ending.
Well, here's my other thing. Is this a script that HBO has created, or is this based off the story that has been already established? Do we
I
know
have
the
no
answer to
idea
that?
about that.
Right. So if this is based off an
I
established story, or maybe just parts of it, then maybe they're writing certain parts of it, but if it's something already established, then they can't just write it unless they're gonna close it off within the season. But if they're writing it,
got
it's
to
they
imagine with Denis Villeneuve, the director
yeah.
that's doing Dune, I got to imagine if they're doing something dramatic that's going to be influencing Dune. I got to imagine he's got to be a little bit in control.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure they're taking, privileges of how they do certain things, right? But still
Yeah.
trying to stay true to the original writings. But once again, this is a what if scenario. To wrap this up, either the daughter and Atreides would have to been one of them had would have to been di dead or one in control. I doubt the Atreides will be in control, right? So he would have to die. Maybe she stays in
Yeah.
power. The mother dies by her daughter's hand because she finds out about, her father, and then Casanova is in power to protect her. He lives his give him a little good send off, but he's the one, like, they show like a 5 minute thing at the end where it's like he's in power. Desmond is dead, like you said. The sisters are dead. Dorothea is now in control. Something, right? And these are all what ifs. At least there we have a conclusion. If that was a one season write-off, they would have had to do it that way. But knowing where we're at now, they would not have been able to do that because this was a six episode and they cut the shit off. Yeah, it was a long episode, like you said, an hour and a half, but it was so abrupt at the end. It left me like wondering why did what was it this abrupt? At least give me a minute more of explanation of what's the next stepping stone from here. No, they left it so bland, Devo, that I think they didn't know what their next stepping stone was. I think they say, hey, just leave it bland because we don't know where we're gonna go from here. And we don't know the next story, how it's gonna, continue until we get there. Who knows? Maybe they're only, hey, we're gonna renew only for four more episodes, five more episodes, and they're gonna have to write some shit up quick and we're gonna get a time jump. But it just
I
felt
think,
very weak.
yeah, I could. I think that this is with this. I think we're going three seasons.
Yes, I think so as well. I could see
I
that.
think you're gonna get life on Arrakis, and then you're gonna get return to power for Valya.
So you know what I was thinking as well was we're gonna get this whole our enemies here in Arrakis. We're gonna get like the sun comes into play at some point in the next season to Arrakis, right? Because like you said, he's the admiral, and we're gonna get like some kind of connection between Desmond and his mother, and then the Empress is involved as well. And then the final season, like I don't know how they're gonna wrap all that up in the next season. That's why I was thinking that just like you, that we're gonna get a third season probably, because I think they're only gonna be six episodes each. And then the next season is everyone's back to the palace to get back in control somehow, because we also got to find out about Dorothea. You got three different planets. You got what is it? Two, four, six, seven, eight, nine different characters you gotta kind of wrap up here. And it's like holy shit, you. Yeah. I mean, guess what? Game of Thrones did that in one season, but Game of Thrones was not six episodes. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think it's going to be another six episodes in season two, another six in three, and that's going to be the end of it. I don't see them doing this for four and five.
Yeah, definitely I think three seasons is good. And I think that the third season happens after Dune Messiah. I think they do d season two, and that'll lead into Dune Messiah, and then Dune Messiah is going to take the can of whoop ass, and then we'll get how this ends, and we'll get like a little a little button, like a little button,
Future state update.
but yeah, like hey, this is why things went the way they did in Dune Messiah.
Yeah, and by the way, even though this is called Doom Prophecy, they can easily for not for season two or three, but I'm talking about once Doom Prophecy wraps up, they can have I don't know, they can call it Dune Futuristic. I'm just throwing some shit out there. Just a new type of Dune series. Prophecy was supposed to lead Dune 2 to the Messiah, and now you got a new Dune series for the next movie, or just to do a show. And I think they got a good. This is a really well acted, well CGI. We praise the show enough, right? We said everything that's good about it from these six episodes, but they just need to button up a little bit on the writing, because like we called out a lot of stupid, pointless shit that did in this, and they need to do it a little better, but. Yeah,
And
that's my take on.
I don't think it this thing got any nominations at all,
No
last I
shit.
checked.
No shit.
Because we just did the Golden Globes. I don't I think it missed the award season for Golden Globes, but I think we're about to find out for like the Emmys. And I don't think and for an HBO show not to get nominations is a huge smack in the face for HBO. They really, really, really don't like that.
So I just looked it up real quick. Dune Prophecy has received one nomination for an award. The series has been nominated, renewed for a second season. Excuse me. The TV series has been renewed for a second season. What's the award? Let me see.
Best HBO show about the book Dune.
Dune Prophecy won nomination. Costume Designers Guild Award. Don't tell me that's the award.
That's it.
Hold
Nice robes, bitches.
One nomination, Costume Designers Guild Award. Give him a nomination for it. 2025 nominee for CDG Award for Excellence in Science Fi Sci-Fi Fantasy Television, which was episode one. That's it. That's it. You're right. There's no real, like, Golden Globes, Oscars, or anything else.
Yeah. It is what it is.
So, I mean, I guess we wrapped. That was our wrap-up. We're both just little things that need to tidy up a bit better.
Yeah.
Overall, it's a great show. I recommend. I've been recommending this to everybody. It's just there's little stupid parts here and there, but yeah. Anything else, Devil? You think we need a?
No, that's it, man.
That's it. All right, good. Other than that, I think that wraps up episode 6, the Doom Prophecy. Look at that, we wrapped it up. It took us a whole another year to do from 2024 to 2025. But yeah. Thank you for those who's been listening to the episodes, and we hope you enjoyed it. We know this is late once again, but it is what it is. We had the holidays. We were away.
Yeah. Go fuck yourselves.
Other than that, thank you for joining us. Have a great night, everyone.
Love you. Bye.
Aw, that's your new thing. Love you, huh?
It's my new thing. It's my new thing.
Oh.
New year, new me.
Bye-bye. Have a great night, everyone.
Go fuck yourselves.